Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode. The problem with goal setting is we allow goals to become a destination. And never anywhere in life do we want to reach a destination. We want to go past that destination, especially in our business life. So focus on the action plan and the systems that help you achieve a goal, and focus not on the end number, but focus your energy and attention on the process. Enjoy the process. And the goal is just a byproduct of focusing on the process. We've been misled to believe that dentistry, more specifically the dental business, has to be complicated. Dentistry can be simple, and dentistry should be simple. Have you thought about goal setting and always get frustrated with how you make goals each year? And then maybe you do achieve them, maybe you don't achieve them. Or maybe you set goals and you do achieve them, like maybe I didn't set enough goals, or you kind of just flounder with doing it. This week, in this week's episode, we're going to talk about goal setting. And I'm going to go into more detail about how I do goal setting and how I work with some of my team members on goal setting. Hey, I'm Dr. Tarun Agrawal with the Dentistry Made Simple podcast. I'm so excited that you're joining us this week for another episode. And if you've been part of our family, I want to thank you and say I love you. And if you're new to our family, this is the first or second time you listen, thank you so much. But there's a cost of admission for those of you that are new here. You need to go on to Apple Podcasts and leave us a review so that we have more reviews to listen to. But before we get into this week's episode, I'm going to turn it over to my lovely, quite pregnant co-host, Meredith Cooper-Jones, and she's going to talk to you about 3D dentists.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. We have, if you're not already a part of 3D Dentists, we have four ways you can become a part of our family. The first is all of our free resources. If you go to our website and go to resources, we have this Dentistry Made Simple podcast that you've already found, the new Millennial Dentist Revamped for 2023 podcast by Dr. Sully Sullivan, and we also have free ebooks and resources you can download on the website. We also have in-person training and online training for clinical courses and training, and we also have live patient training. This is where we provide live patients for you at our nonprofit office in Raleigh, North Carolina. We also have our favorite, which would be the coaching programs like our 3D Dentist Mastermind, where we start out with 6 months coaching to help you get clearer on what you want for your practice and coach you to be the leader you want to be for your team. So that's kind of talks about our topic for this week is why we kind of talked about this or brought this up was something I think you're good at is helping other coaching other people, but mostly your team.
But not my, I can't coach and, myself. Not, right. I suck in my own life.
No, you're actually really good at this.
Goals. I'm sucking in my own life.
And since I thought it was close to the beginning of the year, new me, we could talk about
new year, extra person out of you.
Yeah, literally new
me. Literally going to pop one out.
We could talk about setting goals for first yourself and then your team. You could even use this for family, your kids. Mm-hmm. I'm sure your wife or husband probably won't like it very much, but you can try.
It doesn't have to be a wife or husband. Yeah. It can be a girlfriend or a boyfriend.
Yeah. Well, let's get into today's episode of maybe let's touch on some of the challenges people have. I think that is one of the hardest things is people will say, yeah, I set a goal. Yeah. But there's challenges that come with that. And a lot of times it's just, I want more.
Yeah. So before we get into the challenges, I want to kind of make a public service announcement.
Yeah.
Is I think one of the biggest hurdles we face with goal setting and goal achievement is that we don't start a goal achievement or setting process till January.
Yeah.
And we want our new result for 2023. And by the time we get it all put together and get things in motion, a quarter's already done. Yeah. It's never too late, but a quarter's almost done. And then so we're starting behind the eight ball. That's why I'm a big believer in doing my 2023 or next year goal setting and planning. Is I'm real big on doing that in September, October of the previous year.
Yeah.
So that way I know what I've got to work on for the next few months so I can hit the ground running on 2023 in this case. Mm-hmm. And look, I say all of this and I made the same mistake. I'm just starting my marketing plan for 2023 and I'm literally just starting by writing it all out now. And that means by the time I actually get it going, it's going to be middle of February and that's going to be a month and a half late.
That
I missed out on.
Yeah. So like, we said the first challenge is people just, they don't really set a number. They just say, I want to do more.
Yeah. More. You know, it's like, what's that saying?
It's never enough.
You know, perfection is the enemy of good enough, yes. Right? Or good enough is, you know, the enemy of perfection or whatever, mm-hmm. whatever the American saying is.
Yeah.
More is, the problem with more is, there's no end to it. You know, I have a lot of people that we coach and I'm like, what are your goals? Well, I just want to make more money. I'm like, oh, no mm-hmm. problem. I'll help you make a penny more.
Yeah. I want to do more sleep appliances.
Yeah. I want to do more of what, right? Yeah. And so the other challenge overall with goal, I'm not a big goal setting guy because oftentimes if you set a goal that I want to do $1 million, what are you going to do?
$1,000,001.
Not even $1,000,001. You're going to do $1,000,000 and you're like, hey, I hit it. I stopped.
Yeah.
Right? And so I'm not big into the goal setting and more kind of fits into this. I'm really big into the process, the you know, what the system that helps achieve the goal because then the goal stops becoming a destination.
Yeah.
And I think this is where people make big mistakes when it comes to the concept of more. We got to start getting beyond more and start being, as we'll talk about a little bit later, we started getting very specific with what that looks like.
Yeah. So once you've set a number, and the way to do that, we can talk about that is kind of past years. Mm-hmm. But for an example, I worked in the practice and T-Bone would always have us set a goal with each team member. And you would sit us down and say, you know, where do you see yourself? Mm-hmm. What? And then you would help us. I think you would try to have us guess it. And then you would say, well, and then you would kind of work backwards to help set that number.
Yeah. So, you know, as you mentioned, figuring out a number, the first place you start with is historical data.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, where I get very concerned about people, especially if they've been in practice 10, 12 years, even been in practice 1 year, it's, you know, that's your growth curve is really high. But somebody that comes to us and they've been in practice 5, 10 years and they're like, yeah, I really want to do 35% more. I'm like, I mean, I'm not saying it's not possible, but historically, That's a big increase, unless you're suddenly, you know, adding a new office or adding like 10 team
new
members
marketing.
Or you're dumping money into marketing, you know, and that's why I really want a number. Okay. Yeah. And I always like to look at historical number. And for me personally, kind of when I look at historical numbers, for me, the baseline growth level is 10 to 12% because what I know from this past year, inflation was 6 to 8%.
Right.
So if you're not growing 6 to 8%, you've gone backwards.
Mm-hmm.
So I always look at 10 to 12% as my number of baseline growth, and then really depending on what I'm trying to focus on, where I'm putting money, where I'm not putting money, kind of where I'm putting resources, then I'll start upping that goal from there. So for example, I'm making this number up. Let's say it's pretty close to true. Let's say in 2022, I did 220 implants.
Mm-hmm.
At a minimum, I would look at for 2023, I want to do 10% more.
Right.
But I also know in my particular case, we're making a big push
towards full arch implants. So my goal for this year is going to be closer to 300 to 325 implants, which is a 30 to 35% increase over the previous year.
But also within backwards. Another service.
But I've already worked backwards to know that I'm doing the right things to get there, which will kind of lead us into the action plan a little bit later.
Yeah. Well, I think the next two kind of go hand in hand. But before we get to those, I want to say when you're doing this with your team, the first thing is, I think we didn't used to be great at this, and I think now we're a lot better now that we use whiteboards.
I would hate to say we're not great at anything, just so you know.
And we're less worse than we used to be. Is sharing those goals.
Yeah.
I think being able to share those goals helps you to not only have your boss, but the rest of the team help you.
It goes both ways, actually.
Accountable, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, to hear your friend that's a hygienist that has nothing to do with ortho say, hey, how are your cases going? Mm-hmm. They know what your goals are. They want to help you get those. And then knowing your numbers, because you never know when T-Bone's going to come in and ask you in morning meeting where we're at for the month for certain things. And then I wanted to say the whiteboards that we have in your office, if anyone knows you, they know that pretty much your walls are covered in whiteboards. And that was always a good place for everyone to kind of list out their goals. And something that I loved that we saw in a friend's office, the Fraunfelters, is they had also had each team member list out a personal goal, which I thought was really cool because I think that kind of brings people together within the office as well. So the accountabilities and reminders kind of go hand in hand in having the team and in monthly meetings, morning meetings, just kind of catching up and saying, where are we at? And being able to know where you're at, working towards your goals.
Yeah.
Because if you wait till the end of the quarter, it's too late.
Yeah, you know, I want to make a comment on the whole sharing your goals. This wasn't something I did early in my career. Mm-hmm. Early in my career, I held things in because I was afraid to put myself out there and feel like a failure.
Yeah.
And the truth is the more afraid I was and the more I kept things in, the more I failed at reaching my goals. And it wasn't until I started sharing and putting these out and being audacious and bold with things and getting other people to be a part of that, it wasn't until I did that that I really started seeing myself consistently hitting it out of the park.
Yeah.
And so to me, it is critically important to have a support group. And the truth is we all have a support group. Unfortunately, most of them, you pay them to be your support group, but nonetheless, they're your support group. And they are the ones, even more importantly, those people, those team members are the ones that are going to be directly involved in whether or not you hit your goal or not. So I'm a big believer in sharing your goals. I'm a big believer in writing your goals down on a whiteboard so that everybody can see it. And I think we should rename whiteboards to scoreboard.
Yeah.
You know, because everybody knows that if you go to any type of sporting event, you've got to have a scoreboard or you have no earthly idea what the hell's going on the field. Mm-hmm. And dentistry or any small business is no different. If you don't have a scoreboard, you have no earthly idea what's happening.
Yeah. I think that's one of the main challenges is people are afraid to fail. Mm-hmm. So they don't dream as big. And so when I came over to set goals, when I worked in the practice, I came over to your house one night and we all sat down and kind of planned out because this was a new position. Mm-hmm. So this wasn't something we had a set number for or we knew exactly.
Well, we had some historical data because we were doing some aligners.
In the case.
But we wanted to give it context, we wanted to make aligners a more important part of our practice.
So just like when Liz took over sleep and it became, you know, just her sole focus, you know, you made it safe to fail. You said, if this doesn't work out, you will still have a job. You can go back to whatever you, I don't know what you were doing. No, I'm just kidding. But you can go back to whatever you were doing. but I think that kind of goes with the benefits of goal setting with people is making them feel safe to fail, motivating them for the growth that is within. A lot of people leave jobs because I would say associate dentists more so than team members, but both leave jobs that they don't feel they have any growth.
Or they don't feel like they're involved or that the owner isn't kind of in their corner.
Yeah. I mean, I had worked at the office for 3 or 4 years when I started becoming the aligner champion. Mm-hmm. And I never I was never big on like, I need a title or I need a role. I kind of just did everything in the office. So I never even put it online that I worked at the office.
You were a jack of all trades, a master of none.
So it was never on my LinkedIn or it was never on my Facebook. And then once I was, I put it on there. And how many friends did I have come in that did aligners, family, people, once they
knew. Shame on you for taking so long.
That's what I did, that they could benefit from it as well. So I think it's motivating and it engages the team to feel like they're a part of something. And I think for doctors and associates, it gives them something to feel like they can own their operatory.
Yeah, you know, kind of to button this up is kind of like just sharing your things, is engaging with your team members, helping understand where they want to get to. And for most team members, there's a financial goal they want to make.
Yeah.
You know, they're not, most team members aren't making dentist money.
Right.
And so, they're trying to survive and do a little bit better. And creating a goal and to help them understand how they can earn more, not just get more, but earn more.
Right.
Keyword there, earn it, right?
Yeah.
But there's a level of engagement and a level of trust. And it's just when you work together and you have a good two-way conversation on these things, you really create and start keeping people for a long period of time, and you start getting an idea of which team members are in it to win it and which team members are there to win.
Yeah. Well, I think the hardest part after setting all these goals and getting all that is the action plan.
Yeah.
So really quickly, we can go through what a SMART goal is and the SMART action plan. We kind of break it down by the letters. So,
again, what I want to say, I apologize to interrupt, is the exercise that is important isn't the act of setting a goal.
Yes.
Okay. The exercise that is important is the act of reverse engineering the action plan or the system to achieve that goal. The problem with goal setting is we allow goals to become a destination. And never anywhere in life do we want to reach a destination. We want to go past that destination, especially in our business life. So focus on the action plan and the systems that help you achieve a goal, and focus not on the end number, but focus your energy and attention on the process. Enjoy the process. And the goal is just a byproduct of focusing on the process.
Yeah. So a SMART goal.
Okay. Walk us through the SMART goal, Meredith.
SMART goal is setting a specific goal.
Yeah. So a specific goal would be, hey, last year I did 20 implants. This year I want to do 30 implants.
And that is a measurable goal. Yeah. So that's the M.
So the measurable will be
the number.
I would look at measurable, not just the specific goal would be the 20 to 30.
Yeah.
The measurable would be, hey, if I want to do 30, that means I got to be doing, you know, 3 a month.
Right.
And maybe the first 2 or 3 months, I will do what I did last year. But then after that, I want to start see myself doing 1 more per month. And that's going to get me from 20 to 30. The more measurable part of that is, as I've talked about many times on the podcast, is how many people am I talking to? Mm-hmm. Am I identifying how many people are missing teeth? Am I doing CT scans and showing them the implant plan? Am I putting together a financial menu for them? And that to me is the measurable part of it, the steps that it takes to get a patient to say yes, not the end result, the lagging number of how many implants that I did, but how many people did I talk to about dental implants?
Yes. So the first is an S is specific. Mm-hmm. The M is measurable. The A is attainable.
Yeah. So back to this again, 20 to 30 is a pretty big jump, but it's not a big jump if you can reverse engineer how you got to do it. But we also have to make sure that we're being reasonable about what is actually attainable. You know,
that comes next.
So go ahead.
And then R is relevant.
Relevant.
And so we want to make sure it's
it fits into our life. Yeah. I had who was it the other day that came to me and said, what do you think about doing X, Y, and Z? I'm like, that does nothing for my long-term plan, but it'll make you money. I'm like, great. But it does nothing for my long-term plan. There is no enjoyment in any part of that. And God willing, I don't need to work for money like that.
Yeah.
I like money and need money, but I don't want to make money in that way.
Right.
So relevant is it part of my mission of what I'm trying to do?
Well, it's also hard to bring in a service in the office that only one team member can do that you're not into.
Mm-hmm.
We've done this before.
Yeah, like, and then I'm left dealing with it.
Things like that. And then once that team member is not there, or you know, they stay at home with a baby, then you have to find somebody else who loves it. And that's harder than we've anticipated in the past.
Are you staying home after your baby? I was just making sure.
No. I was going to tell you guys last night, we had a group text and they were saying, we miss you. You know, people were saying they missed us. And T-Bone said, you're about to be sick of me. And I was going to say, I had just told my OB, if you want me to stay home for 2 weeks, you better keep me in the hospital. all right. So the last of our SMART goal, which is a specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound goal.
Yeah. So the time is like, hey, where the marks I need to hit. The number one,
I
need to be there. I need to be at this goal by this time point.
Right.
It doesn't always have to be December 31st.
Because then you wait, and in October, you're like, oh no, and you try to cram it all.
So
in.
In fact, I try to break it down into micro segments, into a monthly goal, or into a weekly goal, or into a quarterly goal. Because if you hit your quarterly goals, guess what you're going to hit? You're going to hit your yearly goal.
Right.
But if you're only looking at a yearly goal,
you're probably going to surpass it if you start in the beginning of the year.
If you only look at your yearly goal, you're likely going to be disappointed at the end.
Yeah.
So that's the SMART system. So that's kind of how we're dealing with goal setting in our business life. On a personal end, that's exactly what I do. In terms of work with team members, that's exactly what I do. And in terms of working with associates or other dentists in the practice, that's exactly what we do. I think this is a timely message, given that it's the first of the year. Hopefully we've given you some insight and some thought into how you can look at your goal setting. And if nothing else, I hope one thing you take away is that when it comes to September, October of this year, 2023, you come back and listen to this episode so that you can start setting your goals for 2024 and start hitting the ground running January 1st, 2024. Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of the Dentistry Made Simple podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Tarun Agrawal, and of course, I'm always joined by the hopefully not going to be pregnant any much longer after March something, Meredith Cooper-Jones. See you guys next week.